Good morning. We are here. We are the morning after, and we have Scorpio Books Wellner with us. Yes. How's it going?
Kia ora. Good. Thanks for good. Having me.
Thanks for coming to the studio, as for usual. And this lovely pastel coloured book is blessing us here.
It's got
this
some
morn.
Like, it's got some snake. Are they snake? Yeah, it's got a snake on an eagle.
Got a beautiful cover.
It really does.
I think the animals on it are like referencing some of the kind of Colombian. Indigenous stories that happen in the book. And so, yeah, beautiful cover. This book is called Infinite Country by Patricia Engel. And it's gorgeous. I really loved it.
Oh.
Well, that's good.
Wait, why was it so gorgeous?
I mean, okay, gorgeous is maybe the wrong word. It was very beautifully written. It's also a bit harrowing. So, like, if you're wanting something like this,
maybe not the
not one. Necessarily the one, but it's really well told, very concisely told. It's a bit under 200 pages.
You can
read it in like a couple of sittings, but it packs a punch for that.
Nice. That's cool.
So it opens with this 15-year-old girl, Talia, and she's breaking out of this reform school run by nuns in Colombia.
Oh, wow.
Like, she
it's
committed
a strong
some crime.
Open.
Yeah, yeah, it's a really it just kind of throws you into it really, like, yeah. Quite a lot. And it's following her and her family, and you're learning those stories of how they came to be, I think what's called mixed status. So half her family's in the States, half her family's in Colombia, with different visa restrictions and various things. So they've been split up for most of her life. And it just goes through in these little passages covering how her family came to be here. And it's just, you do like fall in love with and feel for this family, but it's also very much just talking about those ideas of all the things that can be wrong with immigration policy and how families can be torn apart.
Yes. And for which there is many things wrong.
So
with
many,
it.
You know, both in the States and elsewhere in the world. Uh-huh. And yeah, it's just, I found it quite confronting and humbling, some of the stuff they had to go through. Yeah, but just really gorgeous. And as I said, there was, you know, there's, it's a very human story, and it's also putting in some sort of indigenous Colombian, like, folklore and stories that I found really, like,
interesting.
Just really, yeah, tied it all together. It was a beautiful touch. The only thing is, I would say, is like the story, I don't know how I wanted it to end exactly, but it ended with this sort of optimistic note that I really loved, but also worried was not realistic.
Yeah,
that made me think, oh, you're making us feel better.
Yeah,
now.
It's like you're trying to make us feel good after depressing us for the last 200 pages.
Yeah, there was just a touch of that, but you know what? That's all right. I'll take that along.
I guess they're trying to be like, you know. It could have a happy ending. I understand why they would want to do that, or else, like, sometimes if the whole thing is so dreary, it doesn't really promote people to, I guess, want to change it, you know, because it's just so dreary that you're like, there's nothing I can do.
I think we do need that little touch of hope,
your spark
to
of
drive
hope.
Us to say, well, let's try to change things, try to support people.
Yeah, definitely. Wow, well, that sounds fascinating. So does it mostly cover the family in Colombia, or does it kind of swap perspectives between, you know, the people in Colombia and the people in the States?
It swaps quite a bit.
Swaps a bit.
So you're it sort of starts in the early 2000s with the mother and father meeting.
Yeah.
That's in Colombia, and it goes right through to sort of present day with mother and two of the siblings are in the States.
Yeah.
With, again, between them all having different statuses. One of them's a citizen there.
Oh,
Two of them are overstayers that don't have the legal right to be in the country.
Yes.
And then back home is the dad, Mauro, and Talia and her grandmother. And Talia is a citizen of the States but living in Colombia. The dad was kicked out. He was deported and is like not able to get back his family. Yeah, and they were separated for like 15 years. It's
That's really hard.
It's a lot.
Yeah, wow, that's crazy. It's one of those stories that you read and you're like, wow, this is awful. And then it hits you like this kind of like actually happens
the
to real people.
Of it all, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then it hits you again and you're like, oh, crap. Like there's I'm sure there's thousands, tens of thousands of people right now in similar situations, you know, where or you know, in some level of like, I shouldn't really be here, but I am here, and I can't really go back, and what do I do? And you know,
and everybody is human, but the ways that they, that people don't treat them as such.
Yes.
Definitely. Know, awful to contemplate, and makes you think, like, what are the things going on behind the scenes for people that don't necessarily see?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Because no one has a problem when you're a, you know, European immigrant. It's only, you know what I mean? Because I'm technically an immigrant to this country. I was born in England, right? Mm. But like, no one would ever look at me and be like, oh, immigrant, you know, because like, because of how I look.
Has anyone ever told you to go back to where you came
from? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But then you've got people kind of, you know, in our country and other countries that just because of the way they look, it's a lot different of an experience for them, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of ugly stuff in the world.
Definitely.
So an invitation to think about how we treat one another and the systems in place around that.
Yeah, 100%. Well, it sounds like a really fascinating book.
Yeah, much needed.
Yeah, 100%. So that is Infinite Country by...
Patricia Engel.
Patricia Engel. Thank you very much, Ben. I was scrolling up to get it, but he beat me to it. very good. We said before, there isn't really anything particular going on at Scorpio at the moment, is there?
This show is sponsored by Scorpio Books. It's Tuesday, of course.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So, simply tell us the name of the book that we've just reviewed.
Oh, wow.
021-RGU985. That's 021-738-985. And I'll just give it to the first person that texts in.
Ben is like, I'm making the rules today, and this is how it will go.
Yeah.
Sounds good. And you can always go to Scorpio anytime for all your book needs for this book or any other book. What are your regular opening hours? It's like 8 to something?
So Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. are our normal hours.
Boom.
And back to normal now after the long weekend. We'll have heaps of books to unpack.
I'm sure you're so excited again then to unpack them all.
So good.
I'm sure that sounds great. Well, thank you once again for coming in, Wellner, and 021-738-985. Let us know the title of that book by Patricia Engel to win the Scorpio book voucher. Nice and easy.